My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today with us, our guest is Chris Poole. He's the CEO of Jams. And Chris, how are you?
Great, thank you.
And we're going to talk a bit today about the brand new blog that Jams has. And one of the things, I'm going to let Chris tell us a bit about himself and what he does, but when I had to look up beforehand, exactly, I think some people might be thinking, what is JAMS? And right away, I knew it was an acronym, but I had to look that up. So in case you weren't going to tell everyone, I forgot that it stood for Judicial Arbitration and Mediation Services. And one of the things I like to do in these podcasts is admit when I don't know something. And so that's, I've already learned something today, Chris, before you even really started going into things. Chris is the CEO with JAMS. And basically, what's his job? His job is to work with senior management and the mediators and arbitrators to implement JAMS's mission, values, and the vision, which includes a blog. But Chris, why don't you tell us a bit more about what you do and what JAMS does?
Thanks, Jeff. Well, we're the largest for-profit dispute resolution firm in the world. We have about 300 neutrals, as we call them, the mediators and arbitrators. The firm grew up mostly by bringing on retired judges. In fact, it was started by a judge about 30 years ago, and we're still judge heavy, if you will, but we also have a lot of good lawyers. We have 23 offices around the country, and we're just moving internationally coming this fall, so we're a fairly large organization in the ADR business.
Mm-hmm. So on July 12th of this year, a press release was done by JAMS stating that JAMS is now going to be doing a blog. And I wanted, and it says that the majority of the posts will be authored by you, along with submissions from panelists, senior management, as well as guest authors. Tell us a bit about the mindset and what went behind the creation of this blog. And I guess part of maybe what the JAMS team thought, but then also you personally, being the CEO and almost, you know, the face of JAMS, so what led to the creation of this blog?
Well, we just thought we needed more outlets to kind of share the experience that we have in ADR with the rest of the world. We don't get a chance to do that a lot other than in small settings. We don't put on big events or things like that. So we thought that while we're not necessarily innovators in creating blogs, we thought, you know, we're such a large organization, we have so much perspective and expertise that that would be the perfect avenue to do it. So I mm-hmm. spend a fair amount of time with folks on our team coming up with what we think would be useful topics and posts, and I author a fair amount of those, but then we invite others to contribute as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny, I started laughing a little bit when you said about being innovators, because I know at ADR Hub, someone had mentioned in your quote in for the press release, it says that this is another example of JAMS being an innovator and leader within ADR in reference to the blog being started. And then someone commented that, well, there's been plenty of blogs around for many years, and they're questioning the wording of innovator and whether that's the semantics or not. I look at it both ways. Yes, blogs have been around for a while, so maybe not quite innovation. But at the same time, the flip side of that, I think it is pretty important, as you said, for an organization like JAMS to be blogging, because it provides, the way I look at it, the reason why I blog and ADR Hub blogs, it's sort of what you said, it's like the in-person meeting, the informal setting, except that now you get to do this informal meeting and sending out information to the entire world. So I think I applauded when I found out you guys were doing the blog. So I looked at it with what kind of content do you expect? And you've already done a fair bit of posts already since it's just been over a month, but will certain blogs sort of create that sort of signature of their own? And if I asked you, when people think of the JAMS blog, what is it that you want them to picture in their mind or to explain to others what to expect from your blog?
Well, I think the most important thing is really for us just to, it sounds kind of trite, but to share perspectives that may or may not be out there in the world. I sometimes crack myself up with that whole innovation thing, but you know, what we really, and I'm a, by the way, before coming to JAMS, I ran a tech company for 10 years, so I have a little more background than most people might expect. But you know, what we try to do is innovate in ADR. Mm. So we, you know, we're of a size in our business. You know, for example, we handled about 12,000 cases last year, where we tend, I think, to learn a lot in a hurry in a lot of different ways, and we also introduce new things. We have you know, rules that we put out. We have best practices. We have you know, internal training that's fairly significant. And I think while there's a lot of really healthy conversation out there in the blogosphere about ADR, we're really the only, you know, really large critical mass, you know, 200 plus retired judges kind of a place. And so it's that kind of innovation that we want to share.
And, you know, well, thank you for clarifying the innovation part of it, although I don't think it was necessary either at the same time. And I think just to add to what you're saying there, it really is, it's not just some individual blogger like myself in a way of just putting out their information and news and my experiences. You talked about what you just said. I just want to add to 12,000 cases last year and having now the opportunity of a slightly informal way of blogging about it. And I think part of the whole atmosphere of blogging, it helps. When other people read it, it gets spread much easier instead of just a static website or a press release. I think blogging has that more social interactive feature to it, where when people like it, they'll put it on Twitter or Facebook or even leave comments. So I think it adds another element of interaction.
That's another fascinating part about it for us, of course, because most of the folks at JAMS are used to sort of talking, and you know, we don't tend to ask people for their responses, so that's kind of new for us as well.
So one question I want to sort of put you on the spot, but don't worry, it's nothing, I'm not interrogating you here. When you were developing the idea of the blog and along with the other JAMS associates, did you look at any blogs in particular or any blogs that you follow and said, oh, you know what, I like what they're sort of doing and we want to add our own little JAMS perspective to it, to our blog?
Well, that's a great question, and it's another sort of a mea culpa, because while I don't consider myself a Luddite with technology, I hadn't, as of about a year ago, spent a lot of time on blogs, and our internal folks sort of pointed out quite a few and made sure that I spent some time going through all of them. And, you know, ADR Hub was, of course, one. You know, we also pay some attention to places like Mediate.com. Legal OnRamp, of course, is something we've been actually participating in a little bit for quite some time, and there's a whole series of blogs on there, and a little bit of Robert Ambrogi's Law Sites, things like that. So we did look at a bunch of those and hopefully learned a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's from my experiences too. It's I looked at it when I was starting as well, acknowledging others and looking at what they're doing, and it's sort of taking some of the good and the things you don't like and apply it to, again, add that unique voice to it. For people that are interested that have not yet seen the JAMS blog, as we're running a bit out of time here for this particular episode, we'll have the direct link to access their blog on our website for to listen to this podcast, but it's also jamsadrblog.com. That's jamsadrblog.com, where you can see they've been posting blogs. Chris has been posting blogs. It looks like every between 4 and 6 days, and there's already some really good information on there. And I was just reading before about Arbitration Week, which I thought was fantastic. But, Chris, as we're running out of time here, is there anything that you want to add before we have to wrap this up?
No, I think the only sort of twist to our approach to our blog is that we pride ourselves in staying neutral as possible. That's sort of what we do, and it's the air we breathe. So a lot of the stuff you see on our blog won't necessarily be taking any particular positions or doing a lot of advocacy, but we hope, if nothing else, to just share a little bit of our own knowledge and perspective.
Well, thank you, Chris. I want to again thank you very much for sharing this with us, and I want to thank you for putting this blog out there, because I've already enjoyed reading it, and I really suggest for our listeners out there who have not seen it yet to definitely take a look at it, and I think you'll find some value in it as well. And it's just the work JAMS does specifically, I know, also with the JAMS Foundation, which is we're going to dedicate future podcasts to. So Chris, thank you very much and for sharing this with us, the brand new JAMS ADR blog. And we hope to have you back and talk about many, many other things in the future.
Great. Happy to talk to you, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay. So this is Jeff Thompson for the ADR Hub podcast series. Thank you very much, and please enjoy listening to this and our other archives. Have a good day.